We thought it was a good time to have a conversation with Dr. Samir Vohra, the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. Would you say that we were prepared for COVID, or were we woefully unprepared for COVID?
I think we are fortunate, you know, across the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago to have incredible public health leaders that and healthcare leaders that were public health heroes during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, and leadership here in Illinois from Governor Pritzker, where we were working on evidence-based solutions. I think we also understood, though, how important public health infrastructure, having the right people, the right systems, the right coordination was necessary during a global pandemic that was devastating across the world. And that's why this money, even at the end of the COVID-19 pandemic, continued to be critically important, because it was preparing us for future public health emergencies.
And that was my concern. And my point is, we need to be prepared, because it's not if, it's when. Is that true?
Absolutely. We know that infectious disease does not have any city, state, or national borders. And what this money was crucially doing was giving us opportunity to make critical upgrades in our public health labs, modernizing our technology used to track infectious diseases, of course, like COVID, but also other things that we're hearing all the time in the news right now, like measles, like H5N1 bird flu. It was allowing us to spend money with our local health department partners around vaccinations, and all of that continuing in our goal to ensure that we're prepared, because we just don't know when the next public health emergency will come through. And it's allowed the state and the city to really respond, like last year's measles outbreak, that we were able to quickly isolate, work on, to only have 67 cases and being able to close that outbreak in 2 months. We're seeing what's happening right now in Texas. It's funding like this and the partnerships that we've built that allow us to handle the emergencies of today and tomorrow.
These numbers are so big that the average person just trying to make their car payment and keep a roof over their head and get their kids to school are just like, oh, $250 million, too much for me to think about. Nobody seems to care unless it directly impacts them. So these cuts to Chicago in Illinois, how does it directly impact people who are listening?
I think we take this responsibility in the public health community here at the Illinois Department of Public Health, is that we are working and responsible for these kinds of challenges so that our everyday residents who are working really hard to take care of their families and their communities don't have to. And that means that we need those resources to be able to have the technology, the people, work on community programs, so that public health can be that shield that protects them. When we lose critical resources like this, it makes it more likely that those issues are going to affect individuals every day, and it doesn't allow us to do our important job to take on that responsibility and protect their health today and prepare them for tomorrow.
And the responsibility is one that it seems most people in your position take to heart. There is a video floating around on Instagram. I don't know if it's a TikTok or it's a reel. And that is the former director of the Illinois Department of Public Health, Ngozi Ezike, the doctor who led us every day through what was happening during COVID. And she's still emotional talking about having to deliver those numbers every day and the impact that it had on her psyche, let alone the people she was delivering the news to. You work among many people that are committed to their profession and committed to keeping the rest of us well, even though we don't know your face and we don't fully understand what you do on a daily basis.
Absolutely. I think I feel so fortunate to be part of this great tradition of Illinois Department of Public Health directors, but also have 1,300 incredible public health servants that work for me and with me as part of this team at IDPH. All of our 97 unique local health departments across Illinois. This April, we are celebrating 30 days of public health to really bring to light all the heroes in our communities, those public health heroes that are taking on these important jobs to keep our communities and our residents safe. Please follow our IDPH social media feeds, and you'll get a glimpse of those heroes and all the work that they do in our local communities in the Chicagoland area and then all across Illinois.
The cut of $125 million for Chicago and an additional $125 million for Illinois, is that already done? Is there any way to stop it?
Well, we, Illinois, and through the leadership of our Attorney General, is part of a multi-state action lawsuit regarding these cuts. And so we are following closely. I think as we speak, there is a hearing going on right now that would potentially allow for a temporary restraining order. But we are following this very closely. And our commitment remains here at the Illinois Department of Public Health and through Governor Pritzker's leadership to use every available resource at our disposal to continue our important mission of building brighter futures for our communities across Illinois.
Thank you so much for joining us, Doctor.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Dr. Samir Vohra, the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health.